Let's open our Bibles in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 through 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verses 17 through 18. Ready, read. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Salamat po, tayo mananalangin. Dakilang Diyos na nasa langit, salamat sa hapong ito, Panginoon. Thank you so much, and you brought us again dito po sa bahay, sambahan, Panginoon, at salamat sa inyo pong pag-iingat. At patuloy niyo kaming gabayan, bigyan kami ng tamang puso at isipan sa amin pong mga gagawin, higit sa lahat sa amin pong pakikinig. Kayo po ang patuloy na kumilos at mangusap sa bawat isa, Panginoon. Naway isang araw ay magkaroon po sila ng tamang relasyon. Iligtas niyo po ang bawat isa, Panginoon. Patuloy naming dinadalangin, higit sa lahat ang amin pong mga mahal sa buhay, Panginoon. Maraming maraming salamat at kayo po ang gumabay sa iyong lingkod. Patuloy niyo pong bigyan ng boldness, wisdom, courage, Panginoon, at boses para sa pangaral ng iyong salita. Maraming maraming salamat po. Hinihiling namin ang lahat ng ito sa pangalan ni Jesus na aming Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Amen. May be seated. Okay, so ngayong hapon po ay marahil ay atin na pong matatapos or matutuldukan ng atin pong mensahe, which is all things are of God. At yan po ikinuha natin sa verse 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 18 says, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Christ Jesus and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." So yung pinag-uusapan po natin from the very beginning is yun pong mga bagay na galing po sa Diyos, at pinasimulan po natin, ipinakita natin, inihayag natin, inilahad natin yung mga bagay na galing po sa Panginoon, and all things are of God, because alam naman natin na lahat ay galing sa Diyos. So pinakita natin the power of God doon sa kanyang creation, and then yung kanyang biyaya at awa, His mercy doon sa kanyang pagliligtas. And ngayong hapon po is patuloy tayo sa atin pong pag-aaral sa bagay po na sabi nga, all things are of God. So we are pertaining to that all things. So yung pong all things na tinutukoy po natin dito sa verse 18, yan po yung mga bagay na ginawa ng Diyos. At alam naman natin, kita natin dito sa verse 18, na sabi po dyan, all things are of God who hath reconciled us. Who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So tayo po ay muling nagkaroon ng relasyon. Tayo po ay nakipagkasundong muli sa Diyos sa pamamagitan nino, sa pamamagitan po ni Jesus Christ, sa pamamagitan ni Kristo. So sabi po dyan, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ. So makita natin sa verse 17, sabi po dyan, therefore if any man be in Christ. So tingnan po natin mga kapatid, therefore, ang ibig sabihin po noon is for that, or for this reason, referring to something previously stated. Kaya po yung therefore is a conclusive statement. Kapag nakita ho yung therefore, ibig sabihin po meron pong pinagbasihan. So pinapakita lang ho sa verse 17 na tayo po, therefore, dahil pinakita ho sa atin na kung tayo po'y magkakaroon ng tamang pagsisisi, if you are going to have a right heart, a humble heart, to come to God, repent of our sins, and trust our Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, magkakaroon po tayo ng bagong katauhan. Kaya po sabi dyan, therefore, that is pertaining, sabi po dyan, pertaining sa, for this reason, or referring to something previously stated. Kaya po sinabi dyan, therefore, ibig sabihin lamang po na pinapatunayan. Therefore, if any man, sa makatuwid, sa sino man o kung sino man pong tao o isang nilalang na nasa kay Kristo. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, sabi po dyan, and then susunod po is, he is a new creature. When we say new creature, sabi po dyan, he is a new creature kapag tayo po ay nasa atin pong Panginoon. New creature is a term used to describe the miraculous action of the Holy Spirit. Amen? New creature is a miraculous action, or dinidescribe po nito, nilalarawan po nito yung kamanghamangang pagkilos ng banal na Espiritu sa isang tao. which renews and changes the heart. Renews and changes the heart. Our heart, particularly if we are sinner, we are now a new creature. Amen. Kung nasa Panginoon po tayo. When we say new creature, that is to describe the miraculous act of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? Napang nalagpapakita ho, sabi niya, and changes the heart to reflect the image of God. Dati, ang nagre-reflect po sa atin ay sino? Previously, ang nagre-reflect sa ating pagkatao ay hindi naman po sa Diyos. Kaya nga ho tayo tinatawag na new creature. Amen. That describes the miraculous action of the Holy Spirit which renews and changes the heart of or the heart to reflect the image of God. Yan po'y galing po sa atin. In Jewish, ito po hindi ho pagmamayabang. O kapag sinabi ikaw ay new creature, kapag pinatungkulan po ng salita ng Diyos, yung new creature, hindi ho ito para, ay nga po dyan, the meaning is not mere Jewish arrogance or in exclusiveness. Hindi ho sa kanila lang. Okay? Sa sino man pong magkakaroon ng tamang relasyon po yan, but the deep truth of spiritual regeneration and the new birth. So hindi ho para ipagyabang ikaw na bilang isang tao na ho, kung hindi para ipakita ho yung malalim na katotohanan ng isang bagay na tayo po'y pwedeng baguhin ng Diyos at magkaroon ho tayo ng bagong kapanganakan. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are passed away. When we say all things are passed away, we now became new person. Amen. We now is a new person and our old is gone. Hello? All things are passed away. Kapag po sabi doon, therefore, sa makatuwid ang sino mang tao na mapapa sa Diyos, sino mang tao na nasa Panginoon, he is a new creature. When we say new creature, that is the miraculous act of the Holy Spirit in us. Na ngayon ang nagre-reflect na sa atin ay ang Diyos, hindi na ho ang kaaway. All things are passed away, meaning we are now a new person, we became new person, and our old life is gone. Wala na po yung ating lumang tao, yung ating lumang buhay. This only means that whatever might have been wrong in someone's life before they were born again is now passed away. Are you a new creature? If you are in agreement, you may say amen. If you are in agreement, most especially if we are talking about the Word of God, the miraculous act of the Holy Spirit in us. Amen? Amen. We are talking about the new creature, not our old creature, our old nature. We are talking about the miraculous act of the Holy Spirit in us. So if you are in agreement, just say amen. Kapag ikay kinakausap ng Panginoon, tumugon ka sa Panginoon. Amen? All things are passed away. We became new person. And our old life is gone. So again, whatever might have been wrong in the past, anuman po yung mga mali o mga maling bagay na nangyari sa ating buhay noon, yun po ay wala na. It only means that the former things in us, our natural selfish nature, no? Our natural tendency to sin. Diba? Sino po ba dito ang hindi makasarili? Our selfish nature, our self or our natural tendency to sin, our natural pride, our old sinful habits. Hello? We have lots of sinful habits. Our sinful thoughts, our sinful opinions, at lahat-lahat ng mga bagay, bago tayo naligtas, when the Bible says, all things are passed away, they are no longer have power over us. Hindi na po yan naghahari. Kapag nakakagawa ho tayo ng mga bagay na alam natin, na old nature natin, alam niyo po yun, mahulog man tayo doon sa mga bagay na yun, pero sabi nga, those things are no longer have power over us. Di po ba? Anong pansin natin? Kapag nakakagawa tayo ng kasalanan, na ngayon nasa Panginoon na tayo, agad-agad tayo nagsisisi, right? Pero tayo, before we got saved, wala naman tayong pakialam doon sa mga sinful things, sinful nature, sinful whatever, emotions or anuman, thoughts, then our natural tendency to sin, our sinful opinions, our pride, our selfishness, wala po tayong pakialam po dyan. Pero kapag nangyayari po sa atin right now yan, sabi nga, therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Kapag nangyayari ho yung mga old nature natin, tayo po yung nababagabag because dapat hindi na ho yun ang naghahari sa atin. Dapat yung new creature na. Amen? All things, sabi po dyan, all things are become new. Meaning, it means that all things are to be viewed no longer by, hindi na tayo tinitingnan by sin, by death, and the bondage of corruption, but all things are now to be viewed by righteousness, life, and freedom of everlasting life. All things are become new. Hindi na ho tayo, hindi na ho dapat ang yun ang nakikita sa atin. Hindi na ho yung sin. Hindi na ho yung death, the spiritual death, the second death. Hindi na ho yung bondage of corruption. Hindi na ho yung kasalanan sa buhay po natin. But when the Bible says all things are become new, all things are now to be viewed by righteousness, life. Amen. Hindi na tayo takot dun sa death. Even the physical, and of course, especially spiritual death. Hindi na natin tinitingnan yung kamatayan, pero ang hinihintay natin, buhay. Amen? Sa buhay, sa mundong ito, sa buhay natin right now, alam niyo po yun, nagkaroon na tayo ng sinatawag nga ho na totoong buhay. Dahil nasa Panginoon na tayo, nagkaroon na ng silbi yung buhay natin. Amen? All things are now to be viewed by righteousness, life, and freedom. Freedom of everlasting life. Amen? Dati tayo po ay nandoon sa bondage. Bondage of corruption. When we say bondage of corruption, tayo po ay nakatanikala sa kasalanan. Diba? Sabi nga ho, truth hurts, but the truth shall set you free. Sabi ng Biblia, sabi ng salita ng Diyos, masakit yung katotohanan, pero yung katotohanan magpapalaya. Meaning, tayo po is in bondage. At saan ho ba tayo nakatanikala? Nakatanikala tayo sa kasalanan, sa corruption. That's why we are, sabi nga ho, is naghihintay sa atin is ang kaparusahan. Kaya kung sino mang tao na hindi humagsisisi sa kanyang kasalanan, siya po yung nagpapatuloy doon na siya'y nakatanikala, patuloy, andun po yung bondage of corruption sa isang tao. Andyan po yung sin, andyan po yung death, andyan po yung bondage of corruption. But now, all things are become new. Tayo po ay bagong nilalang na, so we can be viewed, makita natin sa buhay natin, the righteousness of God, the life. Amen? The life na binigay ho sa atin ng Diyos, kahit nandito pa lang tayo sa lupa, we may experience the true life. May experience natin yung totoong buhay. Yung buhay na may saysay, amen? Hindi yung matutulog tayo, gigising tayo kinabukasan, gagawin natin ang lahat ng mga gagawin natin sa buong maghapon. And then right after that, mapapagod tayo, magpapahinga tayo, matutulog ulit tayo at gigising ulit tayo kinabukasan. And so on, and so on, and so on. Ganun lang. Pero ngayon, alam na natin na tayo ay nagpapahinga, natutulog, at tayo muling gigising kinabukasan para sa panibagong pag-asa, para sa panibagong adhikain ng Diyos sa buhay nating bawat isa. Because we know that we have the purpose. May purpose na yung buhay natin. Amen po! Kung tayo po ay bagong nilalang na, dapat yung buhay natin, tayo bilang Kristiyano, dapat alam na natin, meron na tayong purpose sa mundong ito. Amen! At yan po yung unang bagay na pag-aaralan po natin this afternoon. Again, all things are of God. When the Bible says, in verse 17, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. All things are become new. And we know that, sabi po sa verse 18, and all things are of God. So yung pong mga bagay na bago, the all things that became new is of God. All things are of God. So kaya po yan po yung magkaduktong dyan mga kaibigan. Behold, all things are become new and all things are of God. Mga kapatid, hindi ho tayo magiging bagong nilalang kung hindi ho gawa ng Diyos. Hindi po tayo magiging new creature, hindi po mawawala yung old nature po natin at hindi po mapapalitan ng bago kung hindi po galing sa Diyos. Verse 18 says, "And all things are of God." Amen. This afternoon, makita po natin, all things are of God. Who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ. Mga kapatid, ganun po yung pag-ibig ng Diyos sa atin. Amen. That is the mercy of God. He reconciled. Tayo po ay naging maayos po tayo muli sa ating Diyos sa pamamagitan po ng Kanyang bugtong na anak. Amen? Sa pamamagitan ng Kanyang bugtong na anak. And this afternoon, mga kapatid, bigyan natin ng pansin itong atin pong pag-aaralan mula sa verses 9 or verse 9 through 21. Yan po yung tatalakay natin this afternoon patungkol ho sa all things are of God. Number one, nakita po natin sa verses 9 to 13, "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences." Number one, all things are of God. Ito na po yung atin pong pag-aaralan this afternoon sa napakahaba-habang introduction po natin. May nahabot po ng 3 services last week and this morning. So yan po ay para ipakita po sa atin kung sino po yung Diyos natin. Kung saan galing po yung kung anong pinanggagalingan po ng Diyos natin at paano niya naibigay po sa atin ang mga bagay pong ito. Kaya sabi sa verse 18, sa verse 17, "All things are become new and that all things are of God." Amen? Kaya ipinakita lang po sa atin na mga nakaraang araw, sino po ba itong Diyos na pinanggalingan ng lahat? Amen? All things are of God. Number one, sa verses 9 through 13, makita po natin dyan, number one, our manifestation. Ano po ba yung manifestation? Yan po yung paghayag. Yan po yung pagpapatotoo. So again, mga kaibigan, all things are of God. Even our, number one, our manifestation. Galing sa Diyos ang atin pong kaligtasan. Diyos po ang nagbigay by His grace sa pamamagitan ho ng atin pong pananampalataya sa ginawa ng atin pong Panginoon. All things are of God, even these things, number one, our manifestation. Nung tayo po'y naligtas, magkakaroon po tayo ng pruweba. Amen. Magkakaroon po tayo ng patotoo na tayo po ay bago ng nilalang. Amen. Magkakaroon po tayo ng katibayan na tayo po is new creature at hindi na po yung old nature. Amen. Or old creature. So number one, all things are of God. Even number one, our manifestation, yung katibayan, yung katunayan, yung katotohanan po sa atin sa pamamagitan ho ng mga bagay pong ito. Under our manifestation, again, all things are of God. Number one, our manifestation. And under that, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, A, B, C, D. Letter A, so verses 9 to 10, "Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent we may be accepted of Him, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad." Our manifestation, letter A, laboring for God. Nung tayo po ay naligtas, nung tayo po ay naging bagong nilalang, meron na po tayong katotohanan, katibayan na tayo po ay gumagawa sa Panginoon. Amen? Laboring for God. The importance of faith and good works, doing something for God, applying good works. When we say good works, that is works pertaining to God. Hindi ho yan yung mga works na alam ho natin na gumawa ka ng mabuti sa iyong kapwa. Hindi po yan. Alam ho natin na ang good works ho hindi magdadala sa atin sa kaligtasan. But good works is the fruit of our salvation. And when the Bible says about good works, that is good works or works pertaining to God. Mga bagay at mga trabaho mga ginagawa natin para sa Diyos. Not for men. That is the good works na tinutukoy ho ng Diyos. Kaya po sabi sa verse 9, wherefore we labor. Wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Ibig sabihin po mga kapatid, laboring for God, magtrabaho po tayo sa Panginoon whether tayo po may nakakakita o walang nakakakita sa atin. Amen? Hindi ko kinakailangan may nakapanood sa atin na para makitang tayo nagtatrabaho at gumagawa sa Panginoon. Kaya nga po sabi, mas maganda po na nagtatrabaho tayo, gumagawa tayo sa Panginoon na hindi na natin kinakailangan pang i-announce po sa lahat ng tao na ginagawa natin ang bagay na ito because nakikita po tayo ng Diyos. And kapag ginawa natin ang bagay at ipinahayag natin, ipinangalandakan natin yung ginagawa natin, pagtatrabaho natin sa atin pong Panginoon, mawawala na yung ano po, yung blessing sa atin ng Panginoon. At alam natin na mas maganda kung matanggap natin yung blessing natin straight from Him. We don't have to be recognized by men. Pero ang ating pong hinihintay is yun pong tayo ay kakausapin ng Panginoon sa harapan niya and sasabihin sa atin, well thou good and faithful servant. When we came to Christ face to face, sooner or later. Amen? Our manifestation, all things are of God. So tandaan po natin, we are discussing three things, number one and number two and three later. Our manifestation, yun pong proof natin, yung katibayan po natin na tayo po is bagong nilalang na, hindi ho rin natin magagawa yan sa sarili ho nating kakayanan because we are being led by the Spirit of God. Amen? Yes, I po dyan, labor or wherefore we labor that whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. Ibig sabihin lamang po, whether present or absent, ibig sabihin lang po without the presence of anyone or who, sino bang kailangan nasa presensya natin para magtrabaho tayo sa ating pong Panginoon. Pero dapat, ginagawa ho natin ang bagay niyan whether the presence of anyone or sino man para andun po na tayo po ay maging katanggap-tanggap sa Panginoon. Higit sa lahat yung laboring natin sa ating Diyos, laboring for God. Yung pagtatrabaho ho natin sa atin pong Panginoon. That is doing something for God. You know what? Without faith, hindi tayo gagawa sa Panginoon eh. So with this mga kaibigan, makita natin the importance of faith, yung pananampalataya natin and the importance of good works, doing something for God and applying good works. Amen? Sabi po sa Romans 14:10, ito yung pagpapakita lamang po that we all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. But why dost thou judge thy brother and why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So again mga kaibigan, tingnan ho natin ang sarili ho natin. Ang pinapakita lang po dito mga kapatid, huwag nating tingnan o panoorin ang ginagawa din ng kapwa natin. We are laboring for God. Magtrabaho ho tayo sa Panginoon individually. Gawin natin ang trabaho natin sa Panginoon and mind your own business. Because one day we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. So haharap po tayo sa judgment seat of Christ. Ang i-judge po sa atin is anuman po yung ginawa ho natin. For we all must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ that everyone may receive the things done in his body according that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Kaya ang importante dito mga kapatid, laboring for God is hindi ko kinakailangan na gayahin mo yung ginagawa ng kapwa mo. Sundan mo yung ginagawa ng kapwa mo. O hindi ka gumawa kasi hindi mo nakikita ang iyong kapwang mananampalataya at kapwa Kristiyano na wala rin ginagawa sa Panginoon. We all shall stand before the judgment seat of Christ at tayo po ay huhusgahan ng Diyos base sa ginawa natin, whether it be good or bad. Aharap tayong lahat sa Panginoon. Magsusulit tayo individually. We are going to face our Lord, our God, individually. laboring for God. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive.
Kapag humarap na tayo sa ating Panginoon, haharap tayo isa-isa.
Sabi po dyan, that everyone, bawat isa sa atin, ay tanggapin natin ang mga bagay na dapat sa atin base sa ating ginawa. Maliwanag po mga kapatid. According to that he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Amen? Base sa ginawa natin, whether it be good or bad. Kaya mga kapatid, kung ano ho ang ginagawa natin sa mundong ito, first, unang-una, kung wala pa tayong tamang relasyon sa Diyos, every one of us, we will stand before God, before the Holy God, and if we don't have the right relationship, we don't have the right to enter into the kingdom of heaven. So we must have our personal relationship with God. Secondly, if we have the right relationship with God, so whatever it is that we are doing here on earth, God gave us the liberty to do things. Amen? Whether it be good or bad, we are all stand in the judgment seat of Christ, and everyone may receive things, the things done in His body, according to that He hath done, whether it be good or bad. Amen. Haharap po tayo sa atin pong Panginoon. So that is our manifestation. Number one, laboring for God. In our manifestation, sa atin pong katunayan, katibayan na tayo po'y nasa Panginoon, we should be laboring for God. Hello? We should be laboring for God. Dapat tayo po ay gumagawa. Tayo po'y kumikilos sa atin pong Panginoon. We are applying the good works. The real good works. Amen? Hindi yung bagay na ginagawa natin para sa tao, kundi yung mga bagay gagawin natin sa Panginoon. Amen? Our manifestation. And all things are of God. Even our manifestation. We can make a manifestation out of ourselves. Our manifestation is by the Holy Spirit. Amen? All things, because all things are of God. Even our manifestation. Letter A, laboring for God, so verses 9 to 10, and B, so verse 11, let's go back to the 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 11, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest unto God, and I trust also are made manifest in your consciences. So number one, our manifestation, letter A is laboring for God, and letter B, sharing our God. Mga kapatid, nung tayo po'y naligtas, gumagawa, nagtatrabaho tayo sa Panginoon at kasama ho sa ginagawa natin ito to share our God. Amen? Sharing our God. This is pertaining to salvation from sin and hell. And we may see that hell is salvation is a free gift given freely by God to all who will trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. So makita ho natin dito, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. When we say terror of the Lord, makita ho natin yung holiness of our holy God. Alam naman po natin na hindi ho pwedeng humalo yung unholy thing or unholy doon sa holy God. That's why kinakailangan pong magkaroon ng pagsasaayos. That's why binabahagi po natin ang atin pong Diyos. Binabahagi natin ang atin pong Panginoon. Because alam po natin that there is that damnation awaits to those who will not trust the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why our manifestation be sharing our God. It is very important for us to share our God, share salvation, share our Lord Jesus Christ. Kailangan natin ibahagi. Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Mangyayari lang po yung fearful thing or yung katakot-takot na bagay or nakakatakot na bagay na yan, mga kapatid, kung hindi ho tayo magkakaroon ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos. Kung hindi ho tayo magkakaroon ng tamang relasyon sa Diyos. Jude 23, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Mga kapatid, it is important in our manifestation to share our God. Amen? Sharing our God. Salvation from sin and hell. Salvation from sin and hell is a free gift. It is a free gift given freely by God to all. Salvation from hell, salvation from sin and hell is a free gift freely given to all, including us, including you, including them, including you, to all who will trust the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So it is very important for us to share our God. Our manifestation, number two, sharing our God. Mga kapatid, ibahagi natin ang ating Panginoon. There is another proof that we truly are a new creature. Amen? Nung naligtas tayo, yan po yung birthday natin, right? This is the very first thing came into our mind. Sana maligtas din ang aking mahal sa buhay. Amen? Yan yung unang bagay na pumasok sa atin. Nung tayo naligtas, sana maligtas din ang aking mga mahal sa buhay. Because that is true manifestation that we truly are a new creature. Amen. Letter C. So verse 12. For we commend not ourselves again to you, but give you occasion to glory on our behalf, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. So letter C is glorying on God, not in outside appearance, but in heart through Jesus Christ. There is an instance, mga kaibigan, that dito po sa sinasabi ho sa chapter 5, meron po silang mga nakaka-encounter na sila po ay nagmamayabang, na sila po ay nagmamayabang based on their outside appearance. Pero sinabi po ni Pablo na dapat ang ipakita natin is hindi ho yung outward appearance natin, but our inward. Hindi ho importante yung panglabas na kaanyuan ng isang tao, pero ang importante ho sa Diyos yung pangloob. Amen? At yan po isang pagpapakita na tayo po ay bagong nilalang, hindi ho natin binibigang masyadong pansin or pagpipraise ang isang panglabas na kaanyuan ng tao. Because ang nakikita ho ng Diyos, ang importante ho sa Diyos ay ang pangloob natin. Amen? Glorying on God, not in outside appearance, but in heart through Jesus Christ. Sa pamamagitan ng atin pong Panginoon, that ye may have somewhat to answer them which glory in appearance and not in heart. Amen. Glorying on God. Ang Diyos po ang mangibabaw po sa atin. Ang Diyos po ang mapupurihan po sa atin. That is specifically or particularly or sabi nga ho is importante yung atin pong panglabas, pero bigyan natin glory ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ating pangloob na katauhan. Amen? Dahil yung panglabas ho natin, makukolorotehan natin. Amen? Mababago natin yung outward appearance natin at seems to appear na tayo po is maganda sa harapan ng tao. Pero ang nakikita ho ng Diyos, ang importante ho sa Diyos is our heart. Amen? Alam ho natin na importante ho sa Panginoon is ang ating puso at ang ating loob. Sabi nga ho, yung atin pong panglabas, mga kapatid, is just the vessel. Earthen vessel. Hello? Sa mundo lang po ang panglabas natin because ang importante sa Diyos ay yung nasa loob po natin, the soul and the spirit. Yan po yung pahalagahan po natin. Wala hong masama kung may ginagawa tayo sa panlabas nating katawan. But that doesn't mean okay sa atin, maganda tayo, panglabas natin is maganda rin yung loob natin sa Diyos. Mas maganda kung panlabas at pangloob, maganda. Pero kung mas maganda yung panglabas natin at napakapangit ng loob natin, wag na lang. Hello? Amen? Because hindi ho yan ang tinitingnan ho ng Diyos. Glorying on God, not in outside appearance, but in heart through Jesus Christ. Amen? Glorying in God. Manifestation, our manifestation, letter D, and lastly, under our manifestation, Sabi po dito sa verse 13, "For whether we beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause." So mga kapatid, yung ibig sabihin lamang po ng statement that for whether we beside ourselves, it is as if we were fools. Yun po ang ibig sabihin yan mga kaibigan, we may look like fool, no? That's that phrase or that statement, ibig sabihin po yan, for whether we beside ourselves, it is to God. Napakita lang po dyan mga kaibigan, na tayo po bilang Diyos, bilang tao, na meron na pong tamang relasyon sa Diyos, as if we were like fools. Right? Tinatawag po ba tayong ano? Ha? Nababaliw? Ano ang tawag ho sa atin ng mga tao sa sanlibutan? OA. Diba? Parang as if mali yung ginagawa natin. Oh, maghapon na kayo dyan. Baka lumagpas na kayo sa langit. I'm sorry to tell. It is better to be. Or it's okay na lumagpas na tayo sa langit. At least kapag nalaglag tayo, nasa langit pa rin. Katulad natin yung sinasabi nila. Baka lumagpas na kayo sa langit yan. Okay lang. Kasi kapag gumanon tayo, babagsak tayo eh. Tama? Kapag lumagpas tayo sa langit, pagbagsak natin, babagsakan natin langit. Joke lang po yun. Pero sabi nga ho, alam nyo, kahit anong gawin natin sa lupang ito, wala tayong magagawa para lagpasan natin yung glory ng Diyos. Lagpasan natin yung langit. Kulang na kulang yung ginagawa natin sa Diyos. Hello? Kulang na kulang po. Like number one, laboring for God, number or letter D, letter A is laboring for God. Letter D is serving our God. Serving our God. For whether we beside ourselves, it is to God, or whether we be sober, it is for your cause. Serving our God, mga kapatid, we may look like fool or a fool, but it is okay. Tawagin na ho tayong ano? Baliw. Tawagin na tayong kakaiba. Sabi nga ho sa atin ng Biblia, we are what? Peculiar people. Kakaiba. Okay na po. Para sa Diyos. Kasi kakaiba naman talaga ho eh. Bakit? Sabi ho ng 17, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away, that all things is of this world. And all things become new, and all things is of God, of heaven. All things are of God." Tandaan, tanggapin na ho natin. Tawagin na tayong baliw, tawagin na tayong nasisiraan, tawagin na tayong kakaiba. Para kayong mga ewan. Okay lang po, para sa Diyos. We may look like a fool, but it is okay if it is for God. Amen? Para sa Diyos. At tandaan po natin, we are serving not ourselves. We are serving our God, and we are serving God's people. Amen? Kapag nagsiserve tayo, we are serving not ourselves. Kaya sabi ni Pablo, "For whether we beside ourselves, it is to God." Kahit magmukha na akong ewan, kahit pagtawanan nyo na ako, okay lang. Para sa Diyos yung ginagawa ko. Amen? Kahit pagtawanan ko, ano yung Bible? See? Ano ho ang tingin ng tao doon sa mga taong may dalang salita ng Diyos? Pag narinig ka, magpapaalam ka, "Boss, mag-attend ako ng prayer meeting." Ha? Prayer meeting? Ano yun? Kapag ang pinag-uusapan na yung salita ng Diyos, katawa-tawa. Kapag ang pinag-uusapan sa mundo natin, mga kapatid, ngayong panahon natin, kapag pinag-uusapan na yung salita ng Diyos at Diyos ang pinag-uusapan natin, paano bagang meron pong nakatatawa? Paano bagang we are talking about something na katawa-tawa? COVID, di ba yung pinag-uusapan natin? Hindi ho. Kaya anong sabi ni Pablo? "Or whether we beside ourselves, we may look like a fool, but it's okay." Sabi ni Pablo, "It is to God." Amen? Okay lang. Kahit ano pang maging tingin sa atin ng tao, okay lang mga kapatid. We may look like a fool sa harapan nila, but it is okay if it's for God. Amen. And we are serving God. Sabi nga po dito, serving our God. We are serving our God. Not ourselves. We are serving our God and God's people. Hello. That is our number one, our manifestation. And number two, so verse 14 to 16. Our manifestation is verses 9 to 13. And number two, our motivation. Our motivation. Verses 14 to 16. Sabi po dito, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead. And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know him no more. So number two po is our motivation. Under that, letter A, Jesus Christ's love for us. Our motivation is number one, Jesus Christ's love for us. Amen. Number two is our motivation. Under that, letter A, our motivation is letter A, Jesus Christ, love for us. Amen. So verse 14. For the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Mga kapatid, Jesus Christ's love for us, it is our number one motivation. The love of Christ para po sa atin. Yung pag-ibig ng Diyos po sa atin. Amen? Yan po yung nagbibigay sa atin ng motivation for us to continue. Amen? His love motivates us to live for Him and not for ourselves. Yung pag-ibig ng Diyos ang nagbibigay ho ng motivation sa atin for us to love Him and not ourselves. Ibig sabihin lang po mga kapatid, sinasabi din po sa atin that we should be dead to our outward appearance and worldly desires as well. So kung tayo po ay nasa atin pong Panginoon na ho, we should be motivated na tayo po ay mabuhay sa atin pong Panginoon, kagaya ng Diyos natin na namatay para sa atin. Amen po. Ang ating Panginoong Jesus, His love, sabi po dyan, for the love of Christ constraineth us. Ang Diyos po ang nagiging motivation po na atin for us to continue. We should be dead to our outward appearance and worldly desires as well. Huwag po nating hayaan na masayang yung pag-ibig ng Diyos po sa atin. Maging motivation po natin ay ang Diyos. Ang pag-ibig ni Kristo ang maging dahilan for us to continue. Amen? For us to continue. Our motivation, Jesus Christ's love for us, number two. Or under that, Romans 5:15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Kagaya po nang nabasa po natin kanina, for if through the offense of one, many be dead, for much more the grace of God and the gift by grace which is by one man, Jesus Christ hath abounded unto many. Yung pag-ibig ho ng Diyos ay nag-uumapaw. Amen? We were included doon po sa nabiyayaan ng atin pong Panginoon ng kanyang pagmamahal. He first loved us. Amen? Minahal tayo ng atin pong Panginoon. Jesus Christ's love for us. Letter B, sa verse 15, and that He died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Jesus Christ's death for us. Number two, our motivation, Jesus Christ, or letter B, Jesus Christ's death for us. Jesus died in the place of humanity. Alam po natin mga kaibigan na ang Diyos ho natin na si Kristo ay namatay ho para sa sangkatauhan. And that He died for all, para sa lahat. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Kaya mga kapatid, tayo po sa mundo, sa buhay natin ngayon, our motivation is Jesus Christ's death for us. Huwag na ho tayong mabuhay para sa sarili ho natin. But sabi nga po dito, which they live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Amen? Maging motivation ho natin, Jesus Christ's death, ang kamatayan ho ng atin pong Panginoon para sa atin. At nawa, mabuhay na po tayo sa mundong ito. Hindi ho para sa sarili ho natin, kung hindi para sa Diyos na tumubos ng kasalanan natin. Amen? Mabuhay ho tayo sa atin pong Panginoon. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto Him which died for them and rose again. Letter C. And lastly, under our motivation, Sabi po sa verse 16, "Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we Him no more." Ano pong ibig sabihin dito mga kaibigan? Sabi po dito, we are looking and seeing people in a different perspective because of Christ. Nakikita na ho natin ang bawat isa at tayo nga po bilang ligtas, iba na ho yung pagtingin natin sa atin. Amen? Sabi ho dun sa verse 17, "Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Nakikita ho natin ang ating sarili na tayo po ay bagong nilalang. At dito po sa verse 16, pinapakita niyan po mga kaibigan that "know we no man after the flesh." Hindi na ho yung katauhan, yung panglabas nating katauhan ang nakikita ho natin. Ano po ang nakikita at naging ibabaw po sa atin? Our motivation, letter C, Jesus Christ's Spirit within us. Jesus Christ's Spirit within us. Mga kapatid, kung hindi ho tayo pinangungunahan ng banal na Espiritu, wala hong mangyayari po sa atin. Hello? Wala hong mangyayari po sa atin kung hindi ho tayo pinangungunahan ng banal na Espiritu na galing sa atin pong Panginoon. That's why we are looking and seeing people, especially ourselves and our fellow Christians, seeing people in a different perspective because of Christ. That's why we've been called a peculiar people. Hindi na ho tayo yung nangunguna sa bawat isa sa atin. Kung hindi, sino? Ang banal na Espiritu na nananahan sa bawat isa ho sa atin. Amen? That is our motivation. Again, Jesus Christ's love for us, Jesus Christ's death for us, and Jesus Christ's Spirit in us. And number three, and lastly, all things are of God. Number one, our manifestation. Number two is our motivation. All things are of God. Number three, our ministration. So verses 18 to 21, our ministration. M-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-T-I-O-N. Ministration. Yun po yung katunayan na tayo po ay nasa Panginoon at alam natin na lahat ng yan ay galing sa atin pong Panginoon. Verse 18, "And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation." Mga kapatid, when we say reconciliation, that is restoration, that is reuniting. Ibig sabihin lamang po, reconciled meaning ours, ibig sabihin po, our separation from God caused by sin can be removed. That's why we are being reconciled. Kaya ho tayo ay muling nakipagkasundo, di po ba? Kapag tayo po ay nagkaroon ng kagalit, di po ba, we need, nakikipag-reconcile tayo, ibig sabihin nakikipagbati tayong muli sa Diyos. Kung sa mababaw na terminolohiya ng mundong ito, sa mga batang terminology, pati na tayo. Amen? Ministry, number one, our ministration, letter A, ministry of reconciliation. Yan po yung ibinigay sa atin na trabaho ng atin pong Panginoon. Our ministration, letter A, ministry of reconciliation. Again, reconciled meaning our separation from God. Cause, yun pong pagkakahiwalay natin sa Diyos, alam naman po natin yung dahilan. The reason why we are being, sabi nga po is, being apart sa atin pong Diyos is because of our sin. And now we are being reconciled. Amen? Our separation from God caused by sin can be removed once and for all. That is the good news. Amen? We just need to be reconciled once. Amen? For us to have this eternal life. From God, sabi nga po, separation from God caused by sin can be removed once and for all through faith in Christ. We can be reconciled. Our sin, our separation from God caused by sin can be removed. Amen? Once and for all through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Mga kapatid, sino po yung pwedeng makipag-ayos sa Panginoon? Any person. Any person can be reconciled with God. Amen. Any person can be reconciled to God. Forgiven for all their sin. Sino po yun? With that, a person can become fully welcomed into a relationship with God. The one who will come to God, humbling himself, accepted that he is a sinner, needed a Savior. Our Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyone can be reconciled to God. Amen? That is ministry of reconciliation. Mga kapatid, we first reconciled. Amen. We first reconciled. Unang-una ho tayong naging maayos sa harapan po ng Panginoon. Unang-una tayong nakipag-ayos sa Diyos. Amen? So, for us to have this ministry of reconciliation, we first need to be reconciled with God. Amen? Tayo po yung unang-una muna na dapat makipag-ayos sa Diyos. Amen po? Hindi ho tayo makakagawa ng ministry of reconciliation if we ourselves is not reconciled first with God. Hindi ho tayo makakagawa ng ministry of reconciliation kung tayo pong nag-aakay sa Panginoon, ng tao sa Panginoon, is walang reconciliation sa Diyos. Kailangan ho tayo unang-una, we first reconciled with God. And now we are being used to others being reconciled with God. Amen? We first reconciled and now we are being used to others being reconciled with God. Nung tayo po'y naligtas, di ba naging maayos tayo sa harapan ng Diyos, nakipag-ayos na sa tayo sa Panginoon. At ngayon, tayo yung ginagamit ng Diyos para akayin natin ang sinuman yung nais makipag-ayos sa Panginoon. Amen? Yung nais makipag-ayos sa Panginoon, dadalhin natin sa Panginoon. Romans 5:10, for if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son. Kaya po sabi sa verse 18, and all things are of God who hath reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Sa pamamagitan ni Kristo, tayo po'y nakipag-ayos or naging maayos tayo sa Panginoon at ngayon ay tayo na po ang ginagamit ng Diyos para akayin natin ang sinuman para makipag-ayos sa Diyos. Amen po. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Ephesians chapter 2:6, and that He might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Romans 3:24, masulat nyo na lang po, baka hindi natin makakita lahat. Romans 3:24, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Amen? Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Ano yung number 3 natin? Our ministration, letter A, ministry of reconciliation, letter B. So verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Letter B, ministry of representation. Ministry of representation. Ano po tayo mga kapatid? We became an ambassador for Christ. We became a representative. We became a co-worker. Amen. And that is our ministration number or letter B, ministry of representation. We represent God. Amen. All things are of God, even our ministration. And letter B, ministration is ministry of representation. We became an ambassadors for Christ. We are now representative. We are now His co-workers. That's why mga kapatid, when we got saved, hindi po tayo naghihintay lang for us to para pumasok po sa langit. Nung tayo po'y naligtas, hindi po tayo naghihintay na lang ng kamatayan po natin. When we got saved, we became an ambassador for Christ. When we got saved, we became a representative for Christ. When we got saved, we became co-workers for God. That is our ministration. Let it be ministry of representation. Amen? That's why kailangan ho nating i-represent ang Diyos. Kailangan nating i-represent po ang atin pong Panginoon. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. As though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. Kaya mga kapatid, it is very important for us to have this manifestation. Amen. And this motivation for us to do our ministration. Napakahirap pong mag-ministry, napakahirap pong maglingkod if we don't have this manifestation. How can you work for God if God is not seeing in you? How can you work for God if God is not your motivation? Your motivation is yourself. Kung sarili natin ang motivation natin, manghihina ho tayo. But if God is our motivation, gagawin natin ang lahat. Even we look like fool, kahit maging baliw tayo sa harapan ng ibang tao, gagawin natin ang lahat. Okay lang para sa Diyos. Amen? Because we are doing the ministry para sa atin pong Panginoon. And that is the ministry of representation. I-represent natin si Kristo. Okay lang po ba? Ipakita naman natin si Kristo sa buhay po natin. We are called ambassador. Ambassador for Christ. Tayo po talaga ang gagamitin ng Diyos para akayin natin ang sinuman sa Panginoon. Wala hong ibang gagamitin ng Diyos. Ang gagamitin niya ay ang mga taong naging bagong nilalang. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are become new. All things are passed away. All things are become new. And all things are of God. Amen po. All things are of God, even our ministration. Ministration, the ministry of reconciliation and ministry of representation. Let us represent God in our lives. Amen? Let us represent. Ipakita ho natin. No? Hindi lang ho sa pangalan na ibinigay ho ng Diyos po sa atin, kung hindi pangatawa na natin mismo ang Panginoon sa buhay ho natin. Amen. Letter C. So verse 21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us, we knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Mga kaibigan, our ministration, let us see ministry of redemption. Ipakilala ho natin, sino po si Kristo na gumawa po para akuin ang kasalanan ng sanlibutan. When we say redemption, this is the action of saving or being saved from sin, error, or evil. Hindi ho tayo yung magliligtas, mga kaibigan, but we have the ministry of redemption. Ipakilala ho natin kung sino ho yung ating tagapagligtas. Amen? Ipakilala ho natin si Kristo na siya ho yung isang tao o isang Diyos na walang bahid kasalanan. Amen? Jesus, the sinless one, in this verse, Paul emphasizes that the sinlessness of Jesus Christ, who was without sin yet took the burden of our transgressions. This truth underscores the perfect and spotless nature of Christ, which was necessary for Him to become the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Hindi ho natin kayang pagtakpan yung atin pong mga kasalanan. Ang kailangan po natin is the sinless one, the righteous one, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Let us do the ministry of redemption. Ipakilala ho natin sino ang tagapagligtas. Wala hong sino mang makakapagligtas ng may bahid kasalanan. Ang kailangan ho natin is the sinless one, the Lord Jesus Christ, the sinless one who took the burden of our transgressions. Siya yung umako ng atin pong mga kasalanan. Isaiah 53:6, all we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. Ministry of redemption, mga kaibigan, ang Diyos ho natin, si Kristo ho ang naggumawa
for us to be saved, ang atin pong Panginoon ang umako ng atin pong mga kasalanan, si Kristo na walang bahid kasalanan.
Siya ho ang umako sa atin pong mga kasalanan. Isaiah 53:9, and He made His grave with the wicked and with the rich in His death because He had done no violence, neither was any deceit in His mouth. Galatians 3:13, Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree. 1 Peter 2:22, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth. The one, the sinless one, siya yung umako ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan. Amen? For He hath made Him to be sin for us. 2 Corinthians 5:21, for He hath made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, for He hath made Him to be sin for us. Ang atin pong Panginoong Jesus, walang bahid kasalanan, the sinless one, made sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Amen? All things are of God. Lahat po ng bagay ay galing sa Diyos. Amen po. Lahat po ay galing sa Diyos, even po yung mga ginagawa natin o yung nangyari po sa atin at ang mga bagay na maaaring mangyari pa sa atin. Simula't simula nung tayo po yung naligtas or bago tayo maligtas, all things are of God. Ang Panginoon po ang gumawa ng paraan para po sa atin pong kaligtasan. All things are of God. Ang Panginoon din po ang kumikilos po sa atin for us to continue para makapagpatuloy po tayo sa mundo, sa laban natin dito sa mundong ibabaw until we meet Him again. All things are of God. Amen? Even our manifestation. All things are of God. Our manifestation, laboring for God, sharing our God, glorying in God, or serving our God, and even our motivation. Jesus Christ's love for us, Jesus Christ's death for us, and Jesus Christ's Spirit within us, and our ministration. Ministry of reconciliation, ministry of representation, and ministry of redemption. All things are of God. Amen po. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Amen. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God. Purihin po ang Panginoon, tayo po'y mananalangin. Dakilang Diyos na nasa langit, salamat po sa hapong ito. Salamat po sa iyong mensahe. Salamat po sa inyo pong paalala, Panginoon, na lahat ng bagay ay galing sa inyo, Panginoon. Even in the old creation, and even in the new creature. Salamat, Panginoon, dahil hindi niyo hinayaan na magpatuloy kami sa kasalanan. Salamat po sa inyong bugtong na anak na nagbuwis ng buhay para sa kabayaran ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan. Salamat po sa lahat ng bagay, Panginoon, because lahat-lahat ng bagay ay galing po sa inyo. Salamat sa kaligtasan na nanggaling, salamat sa iyong bugtong na anak na si Jesus na naging daan para kami muling makipag-ayos sa inyo, Panginoon. Salamat sa inyong bugtong na anak na inyong patuloy na ginagamit, Panginoon, para ipahayag ang kaligtasan. Salamat sa inyong banal na Espiritu na iniwan niyo po sa amin, Panginoon, para kami patuloy na samahan, Panginoon. All things are of you, Panginoon. Lahat ng ito ay galing sa inyo. Ang amin pong kaligtasan at maging ang amin pong mga bagay na magagawa sa mundong ito hanggang sa muling pagbabalik ninyo, Panginoon. Lahat ng ito ay gawa at galing sa inyo, Panginoon. Maraming salamat po. And Lord, patuloy naming nilalapit sa inyo ang bawat isa ng amin pong mga mahal sa buhay na nawa isang araw ay magkaroon ng tamang relasyon sa inyo, Panginoon. Mantung sa totoong pagsisisi, at manampalataya sa iyong bugtong na anak bilang aming tagapagligtas. Maraming salamat po. Pinupuri ka po namin, Panginoon, at hinihiling namin ang lahat ng aming mga dalangin
sa pangalan ni Jesus na aming Panginoon at tagapagligtas. Amen.